Winners and losers. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Every election has winners and losers, but Tuesday's election in Massachusetts had more than usual. First, the Tea Party movement. Big winner. Powerful enough to sell people on the idea that Scott Brown was an anti-government candidate, even though he voted for and still supports Massachusetts' expensive health care reform plan. Other big winners, Merck and Pfizer, both drug companies, saw their stock hit 52-week highs yesterday, even on a day the Dow dropped 122 points. Those lobbyists are worth every penny. As for the losers,
the president will announce plans to curb both the size of banks and other financial institutions and the amount of risk they can engage in.
Yes, with health care on the back burner, the Democrats are eager for a crusade that still polls well, and that's the banks. Banks which can borrow money at 0.5% from the Fed and then turn around and lend it at 4.75% and who think that makes them geniuses worthy of multi-million dollar bonuses. But the really big winner in the Scott Brown race, the Y chromosome, which proved remarkably resistant to criticism, even when a guy shamelessly recruits for his daughters.
And just in case anybody who's watching throughout the country, yes, they're both available.
He even got away with posing nude for a 1982 Cosmopolitan centerfold. Not only did it not hurt him, it seemed to humanize him. Whereas if Martha Coakley had had a nude layout in her past, she wouldn't even have made it to Attorney General, or even Miss Massachusetts for that matter. Miss California, maybe. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.